Good afternoon. The regional news on CRTV Radio Network with Vanessa Wunang Sinamu. The top stories. The less than 60 micron plastic bags are still being used in the littoral region despite government ban due to the toxic nature of these articles. The scarcity of coins remains a major concern for inhabitants of the far north, thereby causing a slowdown in the informal sector and making life hard for the populations. Some youths in the West region are having a great time taking part in this year's holiday workshop that's going on at the CRTV West regional radio station. These and more will be yours in a moment. It has been observed that couples in Boya, chief town of the Southwest region, are fond of putting passwords in their mobile telephones. Motangu Vanessa of CRTV Southwest in Boya talked with the director of Women Empowerment and the Family Center, Eteki Stella, who advised couples to keep their phones unlocked without passwords to enable transparency and build a trustful and lasting relationship. Her report.
The use of passwords on mobile phones to some couples in Boya is meant to protect their conversation with their spouses from children and inquisitive friends or relatives.
I have a password in my phone as a married woman, not because I'm hiding things from my spouse, but because of the kids. You know, the kids nowadays are very ICT literate, so I prevent them from getting access to my phone and knowing my private and personal things, which I discuss with my spouse.
I consider my phone being my privacy. I think it's better to secure it so that if anybody comes across it, the person will not be able to have access into the phone.
Jerome Lee, on the other hand, says to avoid being suspicious by the wife, he has no password.
I don't always put password on my phone because I want to be contacted in case of any emergency. Also, not to be suspected by my wife.
According to the director of Women Empowerment and the Family Center, Boya, Stella Ekiti says couples should avoid having passwords and share codes which will determine their values and build a level of trust.
I don't think couples should have passwords on their phone, and it all depends on their values and their dynamics in which they operate. When you have password, it's like there is something you are hiding from the other partner, and it will definitely affect the relationship. One of the things that keep couples together is their level of transparency and their level of trust. So sharing phone code can foster and build an open, trustworthy relationship.
Experts have thus advised couples not to have any secrets and leave their phones open in order to build a trustful and lasting relationship. Vanessa Mutangu for the regional news in Boya.
We go over to the littoral region where plastic packaging of less than 60 microns continue to defy the ban by government 10 years later. The bags that pose threats to humans and biodiversity continue to thrive freely in markets across the city of Douala. Cynthia Ithim visited some markets and pharmacies in Douala to see how far the prohibition of the use of less than 60 microns plastic bags is being implemented. Her report.
Old habits, they say, die hard. Plastic packaging of less than 60 microns remains the major item used in packaging foodstuff and other commodities 10 years after it was banned in Cameroon. Many have remained adamant to this prohibition, hence its proliferation causing more harm than good.
I buy the plastics from hawkers. We use plastic because we can't use papers. Biodegradable plastics are expensive, while non-biodegradable ones are cheaper. However, the accusing fingers go to importers.
Cognizant of its disastrous effect on the environment, some supermarkets and pharmacies have long ago aligned to government's order. Dr. Stefan Matip heads a pharmacy in Douala.
Here we use papers and bags to package medication. They are recyclable and have no effect on the environment.
Authorities are not backing out from the fight against the use of these harmful plastics anytime soon. Edward Yuguda is delegate of environment.
At the local level, no enterprise fabricate prohibited plastics. These ones are imported and enter through the borders. However, we seize the plastics and destroy them.
About 60 tons of these bags have been seized and destroyed so far this year by authorities, and the fight continues. Cynthia Etimsia, TV News, Douala.
Let's now talk holiday activities, where sociologists say excessive TV watching will have long-term negative effects on children, like making them timid and self-centered. They were speaking as on-screen time has increased for children during the holidays. Henry Tato Ekambi of CRTV Far North reports.
Midway through the longest holiday of the academic year, many holiday makers remain glued to TV sets as they watch different kinds of programs.
I'm very busy watching the movie, so I don't even have time to move from one place to another, because like it's just boring to move from one place to another, so I occupied myself watching movie in my room.
What series in novelas today?
I watched them during this holiday.
More than the usual school day. I don't have time to talk with my friends.
However, sociologists say too much screen time will lead to more harm than good for everyone, especially children. Dr. Legrand Mabu is a sociologist.
When a child does not learn how to enter into relationship, this child tends to be self-centered. Because a television is not a person. And when a child is seated in front of a television, he is communicating with himself, although through the television. This child will tend to be timid.
Dr. Mabu adds that television also has a good side, but should be put at the disposal of children for a short period of time.
I am not saying that television is something totally bad, no. So we need how to alternate time in front of television for information, to learn what is happening in the world. But before learning what is happening in other places, we must first of all be aware of what is happening in our own context.
Sociologists are hoping parents will know how to draw the line between excessive TV watching and the appropriate screen watching time for their kids. Marua, Henry Tadowigami, CLTV.
The regional news on the national station of the CRTV. This year's holiday workshop, a radio program at the West Regional Station of the CRTV, where young aspiring journalists are being taught the basics of journalism, is ongoing. Kelvin Nembo reports that the young trainees are having a lot of fun as they meet new friends from different places and at the same time gaining skills on the collection and treatment of information before broadcast. His report.
Bonjour chers auditeurs, bienvenue à cette nouvelle édition de Sacré Vacances News sur la carte.
The best time to prepare for the future is now. Young trainees taking part in this year's holiday workshop are already on air doing what they love most. They have as coordinator Selvisio Jack, who is there on a daily basis to teach them the basics of journalism, tools they will need to become true professionals in the soonest future.
What is information? How to express yourselves in front of the mic, and also to teach them how is the selection of information done. When you write in journalism, what are the criteria like simplicity, clarity?
Most of the young trainees who used to listen to people talk on the radio, wondering when they will be opportune to do same, are now living their dreams as they gain hands-on experience on news gathering, news reporting, and radio animation, amongst others.
I'm learning so many things as to improve my skills in journalism. And I found friends and family who guide me.
Since I came here, I learned how to talk in front of a public, improve my vocabulary, I made new friends.
Holiday Workshop is organized every year during the Tetem holidays. It is an initiative of CRTV's top management to detect and mold young talents who will, in the next decades, practice responsible journalism. Kelvin Nembo, CRTV News in Bafusam.
And there is a general outcry in Marwa on the lack of coins in circulation and the outright rejection of old 500 francs coins by some traders and transporters, making buying and selling of goods very difficult. Some unscrupulous individuals are exploiting the situation to dupe people, spreading fake news that there are plans to withdraw the old coins from the market. Our Far North regional correspondent Sylvester Temken has been investigating and now reports.
Like Amadou, some commercial cyclists reject transport fare from passengers due to the lack of coins, which are becoming rare in Marwa as the days go by. The phenomenon is causing untold difficulties to the population, especially teachers and students.
This issue of coins, 100 francs, 50 francs, it has become very difficult in town here. If you want to buy anything, they say, I don't have change. There's money in circulation, but the coins are not there, causing us a lot of difficulties in buying and selling in town. Before, they were telling us that it is these people that are playing tape-tape that they used to take the coins and hush them and keep them, that the coins are in the machine. Later on, they were saying that, the Chinois, the Chinese have taken the coins to go and fabricate rings. But at one moment, we see the coin. At one moment, we are not seeing. We don't know where the coins have gone.
When you have 500 and you want to pay 150 to come, they always say that there is no change.
If the fare is 100 francs, you will be forced to pay either 200 francs or 150 francs in order for them to change the money.
The situation has become more worrisome as some traders and commercial cyclists also reject the old 500 coins due to a social media rumor announcing their imminent withdrawal from circulation.
People are refusing because you look at the coin, you don't see some of the figures. Majority of these bike boys and these guys that are selling petrol, they have those bad coins. If you don't take care, you are not vigilant in the night, you buy something, they will give you coins that later on you want to buy from another person. The people are refusing. That's why we also were afraid to use coins. So the coins are scarce, people are rejecting. I have a 500. I've been moving with you for close to 2 days. When I give, they refuse. I don't know why they are refusing. People want only new money.
Most people consider that they are already out of use. And that's why when you want to give them out, they refuse.
For now, no measures have been taken by the competent authorities to solve the problem of availability of coins and the refusal of some persons to receive the 500 francs coins for any business transaction. Marwa, Sylvester Temkin, CRTV.
And it has been observed of recent that the Arab world outfits are becoming trendy among some men in the center region. While many go in for them for fashion reasons, others say the attire makes them look neat and responsible. Lekiate Jetruda Songazi of CRTV Center met with some of them, exchanged, and now report.
It is now trending in the center region to find men putting on the Arab outfit, commonly referred to in this part of the country as monde arabe, Arabic attires, even though meant to adapt to their climate, are now being preferred by some inhabitants of the nation's political capital. Their appearance to many women are really classy.
I like when men wear that outfit simply because it is responsible.
Any dress that comes in fashion, you see a lot of people rush up to it. As for me, if I have friends that most of them take that dress and I have to identify with them, I should dress like them.
The attire looks good on them. It makes them look royalty. It makes them look good. Yeah, good. I love it. It's nice.
I've looked at it to be somehow responsible. Whenever you enter a place and you dress up like that, they look gentle, just like the traditional way. We come from Bamenda era, the cultural dresses attract so many people.
The fact that many business persons in the central region have embarked on the sale of these Arabic outfits makes them more readily available, which has become a pulling factor.
I bought one from 25,000 around the DHL. It's not as expensive as it should.
However, some people in the central region also hold that Arabic outfits are not quite comfortable.
All those dresses I look at it, it's very, very complicated. As a human being, one needs to be simple. For example, you see the Arabs, like if you go to northern Nigeria, you see how people dress. Even you waste a lot of money dressing for nothing. I don't see anything there. And the Arabs, why they put all those things? Because of their weather.
It is worth noting that fashion, apart from being a mode of life, for some people in the central region, should be adopted according to the individual's morphology. Lekiate Getroda Songazi, Regional News Center.
For that mix-up, that report by Lekiate Getroda Songazi puts a cap on today's regional news, in which you heard the 60-micron plastic bags are still being used in the littoral region despite government ban due to the toxic nature of these articles. And the scarcity of coins remains a major concern for inhabitants in the far north, thereby slowing down business in the informal sector and making life hard for the populations. And some youths in the west region are having a great time taking part in this year's holiday workshop that's going on at the CRTV West Regional Station. The regional news was brought to you by Vanessa Wunnang Sinamung. Thank you for listening. Lunch and